Candide is Voltaire's most famous and indeed most successful philosophical tale. Voltaire was a historian as well as a playwright, and he loved stories, narratives that for him contrasted the messy detail of human lives with the crass simplifications of dogma and philosophical theory. He liked stories because he was a pragmatist, an empiricist. He wanted to look at the facts. And so in his philosophical tales, there's a kind of paradox at work. In a way, he's inhabiting the world of fiction, of fable, of make-believe, the better to show the illusory fictional ways in which we try to make sense of experience. And so one of his favorite tricks in his philosophical tales is to take an accepted or fashionable form of narrative and then send it up, to expose it as a cliche, again, a kind of lazy thinking, of automatic thinking, a form of dogmatism. So in Candide, for example, he takes the ready-made structure of the chivalric romance and sends that up. In Zadig, he takes the Oriental tale, which had been made fashionable by the translation of the Thousand and One Nights into French at the beginning of the 18th century. In Micromégas, he takes science fiction and in a way shows that science is stranger than fiction. In L'Ingénue, the Ingénue, he takes the sentimental novel, the novel of Richardson and Rousseau, and sends that up. And finally, in The White Bull, he takes the Old Testament, a story which even then many believed to be literally true, and sends that up. As well as philosophical stories, he wrote some verse tales. Clearly, his immediate predecessor here was La Fontaine. But in the 1760s, Voltaire came back, having written some verse tales early in his career, came back to this and produced what is his most famous verse tale, What Pleases the Ladies, which is based on Dryden's version of 1700 of Chaucer's The Wife of Bath's Tale. And there, Voltaire is not so much sending up a form of comic verse about naughty subjects, but rather making a virtue of that kind of verse tale in order to upset the Jansenists, his bugbears, these people he thought had no sense of humour and were inhuman in their moral austerity.